It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Which One Wednesday here on Mic'd Up. Wow. Which One Wednesday. You guys know you love it. It's the debate style format where I ask them a question. They select which one, given the options that are presented to them, and Dylan tells them who made the correct choices throughout the segment. I got to ask you guys something. This is not part of Which One Wednesday, but Dylan's telling me a minute ago about an influencer named Kai that has a special meal at McDonald's, and it's like a chicken... Chicken Big Mac.
It's a Big Mac, but it's chicken instead of beef.
Heard of this? And does that sound intriguing to y'all at all? It's not a which one question. It's not part of the debate.
If I did eat fast food, so it's a chicken Big Mac.
Chicken Big Mac.
Same thing, exact same thing as a Big Mac, except instead of a beef patty, it's chicken.
So, but it's a fried. It's a fried chicken.
Yeah,
it's not like crispy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I feel like a Big Mac's about.
Let me rephrase it. Would you go eat a viral meal, like something that an influencer? But I know that like Cardi B's had one, Mariah Carey's had stuff.
I haven't tried. Yeah. Like I guess when the whole the Popeyes, the
yes.
But that was that during.
It was during COVID.
No, it was before COVID.
Was it?
That was
5 years ago.
It was 2019.
There's no way that was 5 years ago.
I remember it because I was producing Dukes and Bell at the time, and Carl brought in.
He brought in a Popeyes and a Chick-fil-A, right? And he blind tested.
And he blind tested, and I correctly identified each one.
It was 2019. I think I was living in. Okay, then I was living in Charlotte then. Okay.
Well, I'm a big fan of McDonald's.
Yes. Okay.
If you're listening, McDonald's, if anybody wants to drop off some McGriddles for me, some bacon.
All of us.
It's not time for you to beg for food from McDonald's, even though it does sound kind of good. I'll beg for food if we need it. Speaking of somebody bringing you food, how about this one? We'll start Which One Wednesday with this. We were talking about Dylan giving all his shout outs during the hometown take earlier. All right.
How many shout out to the Uber drivers, the cab drivers, the Lyft drivers, the commercial truck drivers,
anybody who holds a steering wheel. Did you shout out the race car drivers?
That's right.
You know, you need to throw that one in there too. How about this? Which job would you rather have? Would you rather be a truck driver or an Uber driver? Would you rather drive an 18-wheeler or would you rather drive Uber around town? Bo went to the airport yesterday. No, it's all good. Tip, go ahead.
18-wheeler hands down. I'm not dealing with randos getting in my vehicle that... And then you have to pick which time you want to drive.
To go home every night.
Well, I've talked to some drivers that choose not to come out past a certain time because of the clientele that is out in the evening. So if you want to not be bothered with anybody, you drive the 18-wheeler. Even though those are long treks, long journeys, lots of respect for those guys and gals. So
asphalt cowboys.
Yes.
What do you think, Bo?
My real answer is I agree with Tiffany because I have some family that was truck drivers, and I know quite a few. However, I'm going to go with an Uber driver or Lyft driver, and here's why. Because I see the way regular moronic drivers treat truck drivers and it drives me nuts. They cut them off. They tailgate them. They don't give them space. And I will tell you as a personal answer, if I was a truck driver, I would end up in jail for road rage. So I will tell you that I will say a Lyft driver for everyone's safety, including my own. But I despise the way truck drivers on the roads are treated by other drivers.
Co-signing with Tiff's answer. I love it. All right, let's pivot to football. Let's do this. Which quarterback was happier with their new wide receiver? Which quarterback was happier when they got the news about their new wide receiver? Is it Josh Allen, knowing that he's going to get Amari Cooper, or is it Aaron Rodgers, knowing that Devontae Adams is headed to town? Which quarterback was happier when they got the news about their new wide receiver yesterday? Bo, we'll start with you.
Well, I can tell you that it was Aaron Rodgers because he got his BFF back finally. You know, They are finally been reunited. They were so happy to be together. They're already in the same building, which I don't think the Jets facility. That's probably Aaron Rodgers' condo in New York or New Jersey or wherever he's staying, because he's like, hey, well, you want to come do my TV show with me, best old pal, because you're back and you're going to be catching balls
with
me.
I'll go over the playbook.
And I mean, you and I, we can have we can stay up late and we can play Madden. Okay. You know, together, and right. We can get a connection going.
Okay. A lot of disrespect over there,
so,
Tiff.
So, I was grappling with this, but the question is, will they be happy together the rest of this season?
Ooh.
Like,
ooh.
That's the significant question, where I feel like the Bills are already a contender. So now you've just added in a piece in Amari Cooper, who, by the way, is not
Ding.
Nice guy. I think I've had him somewhere before, but not extremely talkative, right?
Yeah, he's kind of a quiet guy.
You don't really
silent
see
assassin,
him like,
if you will.
Yeah, exactly. And so I feel like that is what that Bills receivers room needs. And I hope blend in just fine, because I got to talk to every single one of the guys in that Bills receivers room. Good group of modest guys. Yeah. They think they just needed that
Matt
mega.
Collins up
that
there.
Mega, yeah.
Yeah.
Like spaghetti coming. With his hands.
Great answer. All right, let's do this one. The Super Bowl, it was announced, will be here in a couple of years. All right. Now, I want you to get in the right frame of mind with me. All right. The halftime starts, the lights go down. Would you rather hear this song first, or guys, when the lights go down at halftime, would you rather hear this song first?
Oh no, don't make me choose this.
I'm good with either one.
I'm always gonna
lean. I'm good with either one. Let's go.
I'm always gonna lean towards Jeezy.
Oh, but, all right, Tiff.
But
you're up to bat. Which one do you want?
What if it was a collab?
You can't do
and
that.
And they merge.
It's not fine on Fair
Foul. It is, because there's so many great artists here in Atlanta that you can't just have just one. So, I mean, if you want to play the first couple notes, great. But then when the lights come on, you just see everybody else. Yeah,
and that, honestly, your answer is exactly what I said the first song. Like, what are we going to lead with? When the lights go down, what do you want to hear? Because I think there'll be a collab. There's no
All
doubt
right.
about it.
I feel like if you're playing to the national audience, which everyone's watching, the first couple notes, the Welcome to Atlanta, Ludacris, yeah. Like, I feel like everybody knows that. But I'm not saying that everybody knows Jeezy, because I am...
Big Jeezy fan.
Yes.
Big Jeezy fan.
Yes. So, but I guess if that's what they were going to do, then the league maybe might do that. But you have to have Jeezy involved in this, or I will boycott.
I was looking at his invisible watch right now. Go ahead, Bo.
I took too much time, like you were giving your little impersonations of Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers.
Which was still quicker, and you're still talking, by the way. Ding.
Ding.
Podcast.
Dylan, can you cut her mic off so I can answer, maybe? Or is this a Tiff segment again?
You're still wasting time.
Dude, it's Welcome to Atlanta all day, every day. It's the OG. Before Jeezy could put on for his city, Jermaine Dupri and Ludacris were welcoming people to Atlanta.
Okay, there you go. Last one, and we'll get through this one really quick. All right, which one would be a bigger win? Which one would be a bigger win? Would it be Tech beating Notre Dame in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 5-1 Notre Dame, or is it the Georgia Bulldogs going on the road and beating Texas in Austin? Which one would be a bigger win for that program? Tech beating Notre Dame, Georgia beating Texas in Austin. Bo, we'll start with you.
It's Tech beating Notre Dame all day, every day. Notre Dame is considered one of the top programs in the country right now, because they have been in the playoff, what, 3 of the last 7 years or some crap like that, even though they got blown out every time. They are still up there. Tech is not supposed to beat Notre Dame anywhere, but they have a chance to. Georgia is supposed to be the creme de la creme, top shelf.
You expect them to go on the road and be the number one team in the country.
Let me finish. When Nick Saban retired, UGA fans celebrated and said, Kirby's him. Now, he is the top coach, which I believe he is one of the top 3 coaches in the country. So, you've already got a loss on the road in the SEC.
Okay.
You can't let Texas come into the SEC and beat you.
Okay.
You have to... You're expected to win these games.
You said that in different forms a couple times. So
right.
I will say, if you're saying for the program, then yes, it is Georgia Tech by far, because it is Notre Dame and the history and all that kind of stuff. But also, it's about this season and what Notre Dame is doing this season and also what Tech is doing. And this would be a signature win for Brent Key and this program. Whereas I feel like with Georgia this season – the win over Texas, to me, just because of how the season's played out so far, would not trump a win for Georgia Tech because it Texas is the number one team right now.
Before Dylan gives his judgment, can I say something real quick?
No.
Good job. By the way, good job. You did a phenomenal job today.
I actually tried today.
Mark Zeno. These are hypothetical questions.
What are we doing?
So stop texting me.
Use him in the wake-up call. Go, Dylan.
I think the first time this year, and for the first time since Which One Wednesday, big time Tiffany Blackman has won on back-to-back weeks. She is the defending, reigning Which One champion. And still.
Bo knew it, too. I can see the look of defeat in his face.
Yay, me.
He knew it. Good job, Tiff. Nice work, guys. Thanks for playing. Always a pleasure. Yeah. Very much.
I may not play next week, but you know. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to call Georgia fans out in the next segment, though, in a wake-up call.
Oh, boy. All right. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.